There we go. Camera's rolling.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah. Like, you cracked first. Just like,
Hi.
All right, so here we are. What a week. Have you had a week? I've had a week. I feel like it's been a week.
I've had such a week. I have a headache because of the week. So
yeah, we spoke yesterday and you were having a day. I didn't realize that transpired. That was the culmination of the last 3 days. Because everybody called me yesterday to vent out of the clear blue. My mother was upset over the tuna sandwich. She called me from the car and she's like, I didn't end up going to Dunkin' Donuts. I went to Panera and now I'm sitting in the car waiting for a tuna sandwich that I don't even want. She opened and I was just like, all right. What do you say to that? So then she just proceeded to tell me what a nightmare it was to even place her order and all this other stuff. And I just listened because that's what you do.
That's what you do. Well, I was thinking about your mom and her tuna sandwich today because it happened to me.
I was thinking of your mom and her tuna sandwich today.
Same thing happened to me. I went to McDonald's. I try not to eat McDonald's. Let me just say that. Nothing against McDonald's because it's great comfort food. But, you know, I'm trying to lose a few pounds. But I've been having this headache. So I need to take extra Advil. So I need to eat something so my stomach doesn't get upset. Oh, it's a great, great excuse to have McDonald's. So I was going to get a breakfast sandwich. They used to serve breakfast, some kind of breakfast, all day long. I feel your mom's pain because now I was
that about the burrito. She's like, that's not breakfast.
They didn't even have the burrito at the McDonald's I was at. Now I'm stuck eating this Big Mac that I don't even want because I have to take the Advil. And I was thinking of your mom with the tuna sandwich. She was stuck eating the tuna sandwich she didn't even want.
It was so funny. It's just like, you know, I think everything these days is so that you have to think everything through so hard, whereas like you normally didn't have to. So I don't really leave the house for anything, but I feel you and my mother's pain because like I do a lot of off the app, like ordering food, and it's not really that they're sending the wrong food. I mean, I know it's going to be crappy. I'm not even like looking for high level, you know, dining. But the thing that bugs me is when I'm looking at the app and the person's coming and they drive right by your street and you're like, where the what? And then I have to put my coat on, change my shoes, take the gate clicker and my keys, because if the door closes behind me, I'm locked out. All that stuff to go meet this schmuck on the side of the road to get my food, which is now cold because he's driven up and down my street 10 million times. So, you know, we've all got our crosses to bear. So, but yeah, it makes you just want to come home and drink.
Yes. I'm having some screwball because in honor of the week.
I'm going to buy the screwball. I'm going to get it Wednesday. I'm going to order it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Send it to you, but I can imagine how expensive that would be.
No, I can't. No, no. And I don't think you actually, I think there's all new laws now with Brexit and all that about that kind of thing. But I went with your idea with the rum.
Oh, nice.
That's an awesome rum called Red Leg. And I've never, ever seen it in the store ever. I bought this at a London food festival. And it's spiced rum. And it's got hints of vanilla and ginger. And it's an infused, authentic, tropical Caribbean spiced spirit.
Nice. And what are you drinking that with?
Just some ice. Well, I poured it about to go, so my ice is all melty. But cheers to you. It is everything it says on the label. Like you can smell the vanilla, you can taste the vanilla. You know, it's just
really?
I don't really. I guess the ginger, like, you know, makes it like that warming kind of thing, but to me, it just feels like a spiced rum that you added like a hint of like vanilla paste to it. It's just so good.
Wow.
Like I said, I've never been able to, I think you can just like order it. That was the whole thing about the food festivals always have like original things.
Right, you know, right.
I can't tell you how many different vodkas and gins I've tasted, you know, going to those things, but they're so fun because like when I go to a carnival, I don't give a shit about the rides. I just want to eat carnival food, like festival food, right? So when you go to a food fest, you have all these options, like, you know, like things that you never would think to put together, like roast pork in a bao bun, you know, with like, with Thai dressing on it. And I mean, like, it's just all these weird original things that are over the top. And it's like they do one thing and they do it really, really well.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to one of those festivals, you just bring the cash, man. you want to just try everything, but they always have some kind of, you know, liquor sponsor or, you know, like area where they're selling different craft beers and, you know, craft things and all different infused gins and vodkas and stuff like that. But that was the first time I saw rum. So bingo.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it was really, it was it's such a treat. It's like one of the few bottles that I'll crack out when we have a guest and say, you got to try this. Like, you know, I don't know if you're a rum drinker, but you have to try this. I think I did that to poor Lucy. Lucy Burton and Mandy came and stayed with us a couple of years ago for a weekend. And we were having like the field day of taste tests. So yeah, we hit that. We hit the French brandy. We were just like tasting everything. But it's one of the things I'm like, I can swear, like if you are an alcohol drinker, you're going to like it. You're going to like it no matter what. So yeah, I feel like I've had to have many drinks in the last week, like everything that's going, like the world is a dumpster fire right now. I mean, it's a hot mess. It's worse in the States, but between the pandemic and storming the Capitol and the impeachment and everything that's going on over there, it's just a massive dumpster fire. But I'm going to tell you what's giving me hope.
Yeah.
Me alive and keeping me with one foot in the positivity lane. Besides this rum right now, the Buffalo Bills are in the playoffs for the first time since 1995.
Wow. That's big.
Yep. She brought her stuffed mouse up for me to play with.
Well.
So that is giving me life.
Right.
What? Where is it? She wants me to play, but she doesn't want to let go of it. Give it to me. This is what we're playing with. Ready? Go get
it. Adorable. As long as it's stuffed and not real.
No, thank God it's not real. So I am fortunate enough to have the Sky Sports package over here, so I get to watch the games. And I'm living for it. Like, it just brings me right back to 1995 when we all lived in the same, me and my mother lived in one condo. My best friends lived next door.
Aww.
They were Eagles fans. They were Eagles fans, but they were still AFC East. So if the Eagles were out, then they would root for the Bills. And I don't know if you know the history of the Bills, but they've made it to the Super Bowl 4 times and lost 4 times.
So, I did not know any of that.
Yeah. So it's hard to be a Bills fan, I guess, is what I'm saying. But
and you're loyal.
I'm loyal. I mean, when they're having a crappy season, I admit it, and then I move on and I root for either the Eagles or the Steelers, or you know. Mm-hmm. But this is just like, it takes me right back to those days because we were all living. My cousin lived across from my best friends. I lived next door to them. It was like Melrose Place.
Wow.
You know where my condo was because you used to come to the studio that was there, right?
Yeah.
So where Aunt Joanne lived was my cousin. And at that time she had like, I don't even know, two different roommates. I think maybe one roommate. And then next door were my crazy Philly friends. And so when the Bills were in the playoffs, we would all go to my cousin's house and there would be chicken wings and subs and pizza. And we'd all be in our Bills gear head to toe. And we would watch it with elation. I can't even tell you until we'd lose. And then the air in the room would get so thick. Everybody would be like looking at their chicken bones on their plate. Like, oh man. So yeah, so I'm right back there. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the world being on fire because hey, go Bills. So
well, I'll tell you some other good press in the news. I got to be in the news this week.
I believe I heard you. Yeah.
It's been a while, you know. Joni is my publicist now and she's doing great. So she got me, I have to find out what other papers that was in, but it was the Sun Sentinel, the Orlando Sentinel, and a whole bunch of other papers.
All the Sentinel.
So yeah. And
I read
the
article all top to bottom, I'll have you know.
You did. Thank you.
I
didn't get a chance to read it yet because I was at work dealing with the people on the phone that are charging my credit card.
Yeah, the credit card rapists. So I did. I read the whole thing. I was so proud of you. But I did not know. I'll tell you what I learned from it. And I'm sure that you said it, but I maybe it just didn't sink in because when we're doing the show, there's a lot of other things going on. But I did not know that it was 5 years since you last released a single.
Oh, at least.
Five years.
Yep. House Blend.
What was the last one?
House Blend was the last CD, full CD that I released, and I hadn't done anything since that. So I was really inspired with this song because it was about the pandemic. I wrote it during the quarantine.
Nothing like a good pandemic to get you right.
Right. I wrote it during the quarantine. It's called Nothing But Faith, which I think we always need faith, but especially now. And the guys in the band could not believe that I had recorded it and finished it between the break of Christmas and New Year's. But
I could not believe it. I'm not a musician. But
I mean, that working with Wayne Hood and Keith Ridenour, we did that. We got it out and we did it in probably five sessions. So I'm working on a video and I'm excited to release the song this week. And then next Sunday is the Arts Garage show where we will debut that live in its, you know,
right.
In its.
So that is January 24th.
Yes.
It's
at 7 p.m.
Sunday. It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday. Yeah.
There's the whole thing is 7 to 9:30 or something. I think.
It's probably like 7 to 9. It's early enough that people can come and still be home in time for work the next day for those people that are working.
Yeah.
It's
a COVID safe venue. Everybody's distanced and they do temperature checks and masks.
It's a great venue for that. Even we get temperature checked coming in the building to play.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't forget you got to do this.
Yep. They couldn't read it on me because of my bang last time. And they couldn't figure out why.
That's hysterical.
It wasn't because I was so cool, because I thought it was because I was so cool. It wasn't reading a normal temperature.
They bang. That's hilarious. That's a big huge deal.
Yeah, this is actually the fastest I've ever recorded and released a song. So, you know, usually I'm going back and tweaking and then I go to the next song and come back to. So this was like I never have released just a single. So that's the other thing. So it's the first time I usually just wait till I have 14 songs done and do a whole CD. So
you know you're probably going to get asked a million times. But is it because you're releasing just a single? Is it because you put so much into that song and you've connected with it so much during this godforsaken time, you know, that some good came out of it? So do you really need anything more than that? I mean, like, that's fantastic because you focus all your energy on one song. And I know our people have been blessed to be able to listen to a snippet of it at the end of our shows. you know, but they have not heard the whole thing. So the whole thing, correct me if I'm wrong, the whole thing will be available.
Yes, it will.
This weekend?
It will be available this weekend for free download. I'm doing a free download. The purpose of the song was to lift people's spirits and to give people, hopefully have people feel hope and have them smile when they listen to it. Yeah. And that was my criteria for when the song was finished, because when I record, and I always like never know when, and a lot of artists have this problem. They don't, you never know when to really say it's done. You always want to go back and change a little something.
To stop speaking.
We had a couple of different versions, and Wayne started out with it as a ballad. And then I'm like, I want it, you know, I want people to leave a concert feeling uplifted. So let's speed it up. Let's not have it be a ballad. So I knew it was done when I listened to it and I was smiling. And so when he sent me that mix.
Better than a gut feeling.
Yeah. When he sent me that mix, I'm like, when I feel like moving to it and I'm smiling, I know it's done. And so it was done. And I feel like, to answer your question, it's kind of time sensitive because of what we're going through now in the pandemic. People need that now. So why should I wait until I record 14 songs?
Perfect.
And, you know, and release it as a single and get it out there. And now the way music is distributed anyway, people are downloading songs one at a time.
Yeah.
So it's different from when people
remember last time I downloaded the whole album.
Right, right. Exactly.
No one ever to pick your favorites, you know.
Right. No one picks up a CD. Like, you don't physically hold a CD in your hand. You just download it. So
all my music's on my phone.
Yeah.
All my music is on my phone. I mean, it's with me all the time. When I'm cooking, I have it on, you know. And Gemma's, my wife's the same way, but with audiobooks. But everything is just, you know, I mean, most of the time I'm here by myself anyways, because she's, you know, working. But yeah, I all my music is on my phone. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have a decent category of music on my laptop, but my most current things are on my phone. And then
for sure,
when we go for rides, like me and Gemma and Hazel, before this hard lockdown, we were, you know, taking off for the afternoon and going and driving by the seaside and stuff like that. And then we get who gets to be DJ, because we all have music on our phones. So
right.
You know, because we're not going to get out of the car, you know, we're just driving by the seaside and, you know, maybe stopping to get out and get a little fresh air and take some pictures and stuff, but it's about it. So yeah, you got to be entertained on the long drive to nowhere. So yeah, I just feel like that you are spot on with that, man. People are downloading songs one at a time.
Yeah. So that's part of, that's the main reason. And also I wanted to get it out there. And if we ever charge something for the download, I'm working on part of that going to some cause to help people who are going through hardships during this pandemic, because so many people in so many different ways are going through hardships.
It's brutal. Yeah. I mean, it really is brutal. I had my friends that I was telling you that lived next door to me for the longest time that ended up being like my really, really good friends in Florida. They've since moved, like, now. So Debbie lives in New Jersey, and the family just had a lot of grief in the last like 5 years. You know, like her stepdad passed away, her niece got hit by a car and passed away. And her niece was she worked at a daycare center, and she worked explicitly with children that had separation anxiety. So Debbie started a charity called Bianca's Kids, and they distribute things for needy children and families. And I think the last time I checked, they had given something like 22,000 wishes. Like, they've granted granted wishes. And before this whole pandemic thing came down, they were filming a half an hour show. Now I can't remember what it was called. The Miracle Mob. It was called The Miracle Mob, because the family is so crazy and they're so funny and they're so foul-mouthed and they're so Philly that you would never think that behind the scenes they were doing all this good. But I mean, they take the, like this, they've got like a kid that they brought to the Philadelphia Eagles stadium to meet, you know, all the players and everything. Like they get so much press and publicity, but right now, not that many people can donate. I mean, you know, like you, if you have a bit, like they were getting big checks from like supporting businesses. And now I feel so bad because the momentum was just in their favor. And then everything just came to a screeching halt. So I guess you're saying like there's a lot of people that were doing so good and then everything just came to a crashing halt.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Like the brakes just pumped, you know, it is such a scary time. It really is. But, you know, it's one of those things that, like we were talking about, how it does end up bringing people closer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even realize it's happening, but it does happen. You know?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Like, I dig that where everybody's just kind of reaching out all of a sudden, you know, to people that maybe you wouldn't normally, you know, like maybe somebody you follow on Facebook that's not your actual face-to-face friend.
Right.
But, you know, so then you just like drop a message and like, you know, hey man, your Christmas pictures were great or something that you wouldn't normally do.
So exactly.
It's awesome. It's really cool.
Right. Yeah. I think in a way it did bring people together for communicating. And
we,
you know,
like technology being a downfall, you know, in some ways, like we were talking about yesterday. But in a way, like we would never be able to do the things that we're doing without
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's aggravating, it's aggravating. Like,
yeah.
We're just saying, and just remember the times when you didn't have a phone in your hand 24/7. Like, I don't remember a time. I haven't watched television without scrolling or playing a game. And I don't even know.
Right.
You know, like it's that part of it's a little bit crazy, but we were saying how it was a different time when you were just had the big rotary phone on the wall.
Right.
You had to dial the numbers. Do you still remember phone numbers? I still remember phone numbers.
Kind of, you know, I guess we don't even do that anymore because the phone remembers them. But
right.
I remember.
Like back then you were dialing like, you know, man, if somebody had a lot of nines or zeros, you were like, fuck. All the way around. So when you were tethered to the wall, you could only go.
Oh, yeah. right.
You could only go so far. So you had to, like, you know, I'm not going to say you couldn't be yourself because when you're younger, you don't think about anything other. But, you know, you had to watch what you were saying because you didn't have any privacy unless you pulled that phone thing into the bathroom or whatever,
right.
Another room
right.
And close the door. So, yeah, you're tethered to the wall. And if you didn't want to take a call, you just took that bitch off the hook.
Exactly. That was the only way of blocking.
1970s blocking. Yep. Call block. But like I was saying, it was like, it was a slow burn, wasn't it? Like you started with the rotary phones and that was like, so if I tried to call you and you were on the phone, it was busy. Then we got call waiting. Hold on for a minute. Boop. It's me. Are you there? Hold on. Okay. Hang on 1 second. Boop. Are you there? Hey, I'm back. Okay. Let me just hang up with the other person. So we had call waiting. Then it got to caller ID. Right?
Right.
Now it's like, oh, so-and-so is calling. I don't have to pick it up. Progress. Then it got to *69. And you could call back who called you and hung up or who crank called
right.
you or whatever. So we've just progressively gotten to the point where, yeah, obviously, our lives are just on our phones.
I miss the day, when you could just say, I didn't get the call. You can't get away with that either.
No, there's like, yeah,
never.
You can't.
That's never going to work.
No, really? It didn't come through? You missed a call from me at such and such a time, really? Yeah, you can't.
And yet, the irony of it all is we have so many ways of communicating, yet you can't get a person on the phone. No, even like regular people don't answer their phone. That's a given. People just text now.
Yeah.
But I mean, try like with my thing yesterday with my credit card problems, you know, you just want to talk to a human being. When you get a person on the phone, it's just so nice
yeah,
to talk to
someone in person. I don't even answer the phone. Like, if I don't know that, I mean, there's only two people that are going to call me, my mother and Gemma. Sometimes they don't. But if those aren't the numbers, and most of my calls, because I'm here in London, come through WhatsApp or Viber.
Right.
Because they're free. But if I don't recognize a local number, I'm certainly not going to answer it. No one over here. And everybody I do know would text me. So I'm in enough WhatsApp groups that I'm not going to miss anything. That's another thing. People need to have a little WhatsApp group selectivity.
I don't know anything about. I don't know anything about WhatsApp groups.
Well,
WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, it's just when one moron adds five people to a group and then gives it a name, and then you're included on every message. So it's just like any other. It's like a text group or whatever. But you know, nobody really wants to be a part of that. The only one I really enjoy is the one from all the pub people. You know, when we closed, everybody made sure they had everybody's number, and we have a group. You know, because I'm feel like, for me, I felt like I was never going to see those guys again. So it's great. It's great being in a WhatsApp group with them and keeping up that way. But yeah, other than that, and you know, you can mute it for a week and nobody knows. I don't care. There's enough of them in there that they're not like, why isn't Denise responding? Yeah, that part of it's okay. But yeah, I feel like I don't know if it's just like, it just seemed like a simpler time. Like, we just were able to communicate a little bit better. You know, like you said, people just don't pick up the phone for anything. If you try to call a business, it's going to be automated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get thrown into that caller loop or whatever. You are fourth in line.
That was me. I was going to give up when I was two in line. I'm like, nope, I can't. I can't wait one more second. And my sister was there and she's like, you waited this long. And I was two forever.
Yeah, you got to do the math, man. You're like, I'm invested at 40 minutes, you know?
Right.
That's my limit's an hour. I can do this for another 20 to see if I make it number one.
And it's so hard to be nice to... It's so hard to be nice to the person when they finally pick up, because now you're enraged
for like an hour. Oh. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And they're all cheery, you know, because they have to be, because they're reading the script.
They have to be. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I tell you, the older I get, the ruder I get when it comes to like solicitation calls, because I do get, it was really funny. Like when I first moved here, I don't even know, but I would get a call they would be like, you go, hello. And then it's like a lady's voice that goes, hello. And you're like, hi. talking, you find out it's a recording. It's a
robot.
Yeah. I will not get faked out again ever. I pick it up now and I just go. And I wait. And then it's like, hi. And I go, it's her again. And I hang up. But for a while, I was getting all these calls like saying, we understand that you've recently been in a car accident. And I'm like, drive over here, click. I don't know where you're getting your stuff from. I don't even drive over here. Like, I don't click. Now the new one is, I understand you're interested in a warranty on your washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
No, I am not. I take care of all my appliances and I do not need a warranty. Thank you. Click. But now that it's happening more and more, the nastier I get. So now I pick it up. I don't say anything. I hear that call center background and I just go, boop. And yeah, no patience.
It's got a certain sound and you know.
The background noise. Yeah, it's just a regular call center. Somebody's going to be, you know, beefing with me over a warranty. This guy was like, but you signed up for it. I'm like, I haven't left this house in 11 months. I haven't seen a soul other than my wife in 11 months. Where do you think I would sign up for a warranty for my machine? Like, oh wow. Yeah, but I mean, I get it, people got to make a living. But my mother asked me the other day, how do I block unavailable? I don't remember the last time I picked up a handheld phone. She's like, on my cordless. I'm like, well, you're what? On my cordless phone, how do I block unavailable? I'm like, I can't remember.
Oh my God.
I can't remember. I haven't been there in a year now. It's stressing me out. you know, the older you get, the more they rely on you for information. And I'm glad, because do you know what my mother said to me today? She said, I can't wait till I'm eligible to get the vaccine. I go, what makes you eligible? She was like, well, right now it's the over 65s, but I know that everybody's jamming up trying to get, I'm not going to go sit in the line and wait. She's like, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going out of the house. It's not, you know, I can wait. I can wait. She's like, and I think I might wait because I heard that that Moderna one's just one injection. And I'm like, no, that's not true. She goes, yeah, it's just one. You don't have to get the second shot. I'm like, yeah, you do. I'm like, Mom, you're thinking of the Johnson & Johnson one is a single dose, but that's still in phase 3 trials. Like, it's not even released yet. So focus on the one that you can get, you know, and you have to get two. She goes, yeah, I can't wait, man. I just can't wait. I you know, I mean, you're pretty much protected after the first one, right? No, no. She's like, well, what is it? What is it? I'm like, it's like 65% effective. Like, the efficacy is like 65% after the first. Then after 3 weeks, you get your second. And after 10 days, you are at 94% or 97%. So it's not like you go get like a shot in the arm and you're off to the casino. It's not going to work that way.
You got to keep her out of the casino.
I feel like that's the goal for her. It's not so she can spend time with loved ones or go shopping.
Or get a breakfast sandwich.
Or go get a breakfast sandwich. She could do that. Like, I'm so concerned about that. My mother and the tuna sandwich. I can't. Like, that was, yeah. But that's the thing. It's like, you have to, I feel like I have to stay on her, because she'll get information, but it'll jumble in her mind. And whatever it settles on, that's what she's going to be harking about. So I'm like, no, I have to correct her a million times. And then I feel like she thinks I'm being mean, but I'm not. I'm just like, I'm giving her the information, you know. I'm not saying she's prone to misinformation, you know, like, she's not a Trumper or anything, but she, like I said, it gets a little jumbled in her noggin, and then however it settles is the word of gospel. So I gotta get in there before it settles. You know what I mean? I gotta block it.
Block it. See, you know the ropes.
Yeah, especially after this long, because it's been a year of it, you know, like, I got to keep her updated, because she refuses to like watch any news during the day. She's having it on the background at night, but she's reading. She's not paying attention. Again, jumble. And then when it settles, it's wrong. So, you know, I guess got to like straighten her out from time to time. Then she goes, you're so smart. And I go, no, I just read.
You do, though. You know a lot of facts when we talk. Like, I was like, when everything was going on with the storming of the White House last week, I was like, I needed to check with Denise in London to find out what was happening over here. Because I was not only at the dentist when it happened. I'm not a person that watches the news very often, because sometimes I just find it too depressing. Like, I'll watch it too.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Like, and then I just can't anymore. Like, I want to put on something mindless and not think about it.
So I mean, I have 6 days where I, like, right now, I feel like I'm in a 6-day, I'm not going to say a timeout, because I'll have it on in the background while I'm doing 10 million things. So I'm not really paying attention. But I think I might do a little PlayStation Grand Theft Auto for the next 6 days, because it's really at the height, you know, like, it's just, it's about to explode on Inauguration Day. And I feel like I need to save my mental, my capacity. I gotta, you know, my faculty's gotta be ready for the 20th. So I don't wanna run up to it. Like, I wanna just take a little break. On the 20th, I'll be ready. I'll be ready for whatever happens.
Wait, are we doing a podcast on that day? Probably not, right?
I think it is a Wednesday.
Is it a Wednesday? Oh, but wait, that's next Wednesday, right? So we won't be recording next Wednesday.
Right.
We're doing Tuesday. You'll be over it. You'll be okay.
I'll be over it. On you know, like, after everybody is okay, I'll be over it. Like, I'm so fearful for everyone. So Like, now I've grown close to these reporters and they're going to be there too, you know?
Right, right.
Jesus
right.
Christ, I can't lose my CNN reporters. Like, that would be awful. It's bad enough that I got to worry about Joe and Kamala and, you know, his family and her family and Doug and like the whole thing. But I, you know, I worry about my reporters too. So I just have to take a little, you know, 6-day siesta from it all. And then I'll be recharged for the 20th. And that's really what I do. Like, I'll just play Grand Theft Auto until I'm, you know, bored of it. And then and then start dinner. But I could seriously, when I first got the game, I was playing from the minute I woke up to the minute I went to bed. Like, it was,
wow,
it's so addictive because it's just like the graphics are just incredible. Like, it's like I'm back in it, baby. I had to get used to all the streets again and driving and all that stuff. That's how I'm still able to drive when I come to the States.
Oh, there you go.
The practice of Grand Theft. Yeah.
I'm happy I can hear now. I finally got every cover off of my iPad because I had another cover on it. But you can hear me. Today it's coming through fine, right?
Perfect. Yep. No drop-offs, no nothing, no transition pops, nothing.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what it was.
Maybe. I don't know. I had like, it was an OtterBox cover. So there was this big rubber thing and then there was a plastic thing behind it that I didn't know was still covering. I didn't realize was still covering the mic.
Yeah. So it's everything. Like, the clarity is just so much better. Again, technology, the big headache.
Yes.
The biggest headache ever, all the time. Chrome, Google and YouTube, like all that stuff is just, you know, you used, like I was telling you, like I got some weird email from my website provider saying that you are now using the final, or this is your final notice that your editing is at the newest version. You know, like they kept telling me and I just kept going, yeah, whatever. But then out of the blue, I'm like, let me just see what they're talking about. And I went in there and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to do a shitting thing.
Was it? Oh God. Because I have the same one. I
yeah.
see.
Yeah, but I don't know like if it was a UK thing and you guys did it. So it's, yeah, but it was the same thing. Like, I think the biggest part of it, like I said, is I do almost everything on my phone. And mm-hmm. the only time ever on my laptop is when we're doing this. I mean, I can do everything. I can upload the podcast from my phone. I can, you know, all the apps and everything are on my phone. So for a while when I wasn't doing anything, you know, podcasty or editing or anything like that, I went for months without opening up my laptop. And then when I did, it was like all these things needed to get updated and everything was different. And I was like, wow, it was like going to another country.
That's never good, an update.
It's not. So, I can't keep up, I think, is the problem. I just can't.
It's very hard. It's difficult. You need a 6-year-old to help you do things.
I know that you do everything of yours on your own. Like, you're not paying somebody to edit your stuff. And
yeah.
You do the editing for this, you do the editing for your videos and your music. And like, I'm worn out after like one editing session. Like, I only produce like ours.
Mm-hmm.
Claire Lydon. So like, I still produce the Lesbian Book Club on My Lesbian Radio because that's, you know, been going on for like almost 4 years now. It's become like second nature.
Yeah.
You know, but even then, like our platform, our Podbean platform updates a lot. And every time they do, everything's all different. And I'm like, oh, I just want it to be, you know, like I want to be able to get on there and do what I need to do. I don't want to relearn things. See, I'm getting off my lawn, old man.
I tend to be a control freak. That's why I want to do my own editing. Like, I'm gonna edit. That's why I'm gonna do the editing on the video for Nothing But Faith, because I kind of know what I want. I have my concept and I don't always have the right tools though. So I try to get the right programs to do it, but it's just because I'm a control freak.
The best phone call I ever had from you, Jay, was the time you called me up and said, do you mind if we don't put the video up because my hat looks stupid? Sure.
I was so happy you agreed to that, by the way. Thank you. I looked like a cone head. It was something about the lighting or something. I look like a cone.
Is that you were fidgeting with it the whole show. So I was like, she's not digging this hat. Like I knew it from the get-go.
It was a bad idea. It was just a bad idea.
Terrible. Every time I see somebody in a fedora or a bowler cap or whatever the latest thing is, my first thought is like douche hat. Like I'll go, look at a guy in a douche hat. Look at a guy in a douche hat. Like when we're watching TV. Keep your eyes. We watch Nate and Jeremiah, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So every time it comes down to when they start bringing the furniture in and staging a new home, I go, what is it about staging day that one of them has to wear a douche hat? It doesn't matter if it's a fedora or a knitted cap. Like, they just don't do hats well, and somebody needs to tell them. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of those kinds of
hats. Not everyone can do a hat. Not everyone can pull off a hat.
Right, so. And I commend the people that, get it. Like, you did not feel comfortable in that hat. You didn't like the way it looked. You said, we're not doing it. I commend that.
Not it's a good somebody idea.
Puts it on and commits to it for the day. I go, wow.
Yeah.
You know, oof. I mean, I know what that's like. I don't mind baseball hats on anyone, unless they're wearing it and it's like their hair sticking out of it like straw. Like, I don't like that. But normally, I don't have a problem with a baseball hat. But any other kind of hat is just like a douche helmet, you know? Terrible. That's terrible. So I wanted to do a rundown of our social media because we keep forgetting to do that.
Oh yeah.
I would love to have a few more Twitter followers. For God's sake, I am a fucking delight on Twitter. I just want to put that out there. If you're not following me, there's something wrong with you. So
I have to get back on Twitter. I have an account. I don't do much with it. So I'm going to come and see you on Twitter.
Yeah, I've got three. I manage three, you know, my own, ours, and then a ghost one from the pub. So yeah, I got three going, and you know, this is the time, man. Like, this is the time. There's something about Twitter. It's an extreme, you know.
Yeah.
Right now it's extreme because the news cycles are happening so fast that you can't keep up with the amount of information. So it's best just to make fun of it. So Twitter is right now, like I said, it's just on fire. It's just nonstop. Like, it's
really
crazy. So,
and what Twitter is you have a certain amount of words, right? I guess
that's characters, like actual letters. So 140 characters. Yeah. But you can usually get stuff out there. I mean, I put our links and everything, our show stuff. And by the way, I'm so much nicer on our Twitter than I am on my own. Very nice. I make sure, like, I'll see a headline and I'll be like, oh, that's a garbage tweet right there. I could totally make that. Oh wait, I'm on the wrong one. So I don't do that. But on ours, it is at @whiskey_pod. That's us on Twitter.
Okay.
On Instagram, we are Whiskey Rock Lounge. And everybody always loves the stuff that we put up, like the pictures of Tyler and the cocktails and and then of course, like, the king of all kings, the Facebook Whiskey is just facebook.com / the Whiskey Rock Lounge, the whole nine yards, and that's got everything, and it's always up to date. In fact, the information about your Sun Sentinel article is on our Facebook page.
Oh great, thank
so
you.
If you do want to read it.
I'm going to read it eventually. I'm going to read it when we're done and see what they said about me.
it was very well written, pointed, like information driven article with some of your lovely quotes.
Aww.
Yeah. So nice. I don't think that you will not like it. You'll be good with it.
Thanks. Thank you for previewing it for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I feel like an editor. Like, you'll be okay with it. There was hardly any typos at all. Good picture, by the way. Good picture.
Thank you. They did ask for pictures, so I
joked. Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. So that's some right out of the gate good press.
It was. It really is. It's a great kickoff to releasing the single.
Yeah.
So
there's not many outlets anymore. Like, how do you get the word out other than, I mean, you're on like a lot of streaming services, aren't you? Like, or not streaming services.
Yes. Like digital.
Yeah.
Digital. Well, digital services. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's just not a lot of outlets really to just get this kind of information out anymore. Everything is online. But that was the Sun Sentinel, you know, like that was the Sun Sentinel, you know, equivalent to the Washington Post.
I was excited. I was really excited. They wanted to do the story. Joni did a press release last week, you know, so you see who grabs it, who cares, who wants to do something about it, who wants to write something about it. And so they contacted her that they wanted to do the story.
Perfect.
So I was happy about that.
Tell her to write a press conference about this.
Yes,
we this need year, to what we're doing this whole thing.
The Whitney Rock Lounge out there.
Yeah, definitely.
The most socially distanced podcast. It's perfect. It's the most socially distanced lounge.
Right. I'm like, I don't even want to come out of lockdown. I'm good with that. Communicating this way.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll see you Thursday. I'll see you Wednesday.
How often do you get to say that? Once a week.
Right. Right.
Well, it's been an actual delight. So we should end it on a high note, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I've enjoyed today. It's fun sometimes. I love having our guests sometimes, but it's fun sometimes just the two of us, you know, catching up.
Do we have anyone next week?
I'm working on a couple people. I don't have anybody I can serve today.
That's right. Yeah. It's February. I can let the cat out of the bag and say that we've got Lori Michaels joining us on February 17th. And she's very big up in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey area. But we worked side by side with Lori many, many, many Key West Women Fests. And she is, she's actually like such a genuinely nice person. And you don't find that in people that are hot, you know what I mean? So she, you know, like pretty, pretty girl, can play music, can dance like nobody's business, can sing, but she's also a really good person. Like, she's got a couple of charities. She works a lot with children teaching dance. So she's just a really, really good, good soul. And I'm really excited to have her. I haven't seen her face in years. It's been a really, really long time, not just pandemic stuff, but I just, you know, how often do you get to see like your New Yorker friend, you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah. So, so that'll be a treat. So that's my winning score for February. Woo, woo. Tyler's going to make us a Valentine's drink.
Yes, he's going to do that on the first weekend in February.
Yeah,
he's going to tell us. And we have Jen from Les Eats Local, Jen Seneca. She's coming on.
So interested also. In this. Like, I've been bugging you about getting her for so long because I'm so interested. Yeah, I'm not even going to do the research. I want her to be able to talk about it. But I just love the idea that that she's out there promoting good businesses. That's a pretty cool thing. So
places to eat.
Yeah.
Good places to eat. And what else was I going to say? Oh, I wanted to mention that for anyone that listens to the podcast, wherever you are in the world, you can get a live stream ticket to the show for Arts Garage on the 24th.
Really? Wherever you are?
Wherever you are.
Thing like this, they do this?
It's a virtual ticket. Yeah. And they email you a link and you can log on and watch the show live while it's happening.
Do you have the information where they could go to get that ticket? Like, do they have to go to Arts Garage? Is there a website? Yeah.
Arts Garage Facebook page.
Okay.
Or Arts Garage website. or my Facebook page, my the official music page. Okay. I'm going to have the event there, but definitely on the Arts Garage page.
Excellent.
If you go under links, under events, and then if you scroll, you'll see, but under events, it has the ticket link. Oh, I'm going to have it on my page as well.
Excellent. All right. That's great. Cause you know, I'm sure that our people aren't, you know, all local to South Florida. So that's a treat. That'll go down. I also want to point out that when on our social media pages, if you are just a podcast listener and you click on the link, it brings you to our podcast forum and it gives you a description of the show, the episode title, short little description. But there will also be a link to click on it if you want to watch the video of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I find like having like one space for everything has been aces for me.
We have options, baby.
Yeah, options. We have options. You just want to listen, that's fine. You want to watch, that's fine. No one's judging you. So yeah, that's perfect. Well, well done us.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice to see you again, Denise.
Nice to see you again, Jay. Let's do it again next week.
Yes, I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.